Hello. Turkish police have fired tear gas and plastic bullets at protesters outside the offices of the country's biggest newspaper. Authorities have seized control of the Zaman publication in a crackdown on a religious group whose leader the government has accused of treason. The European Commission is urging Turkey to respect media freedom. Caroline Malone reports.
Police in Istanbul used tear gas, water cannon and plastic bullets against people demonstrating for media freedom. They're taking a stand after police raided the offices of a popular opposition newspaper, replacing its editors with state representatives.
Where in the world have you seen this tyranny before? This didn't happen even when Hitler was in power, let alone Turkey. Even the incidents going on in Syria are not much better.
Hundreds of protesters tried to block the entrance to the Zaman newspaper offices on Friday night. But riot police pushed through the crowds. And by early Saturday morning, they got into the building. They pushed out journalists covering the story and evicted the editors.
Unfortunately, it has been a habit for the last 3-4 years that anyone who is speaking against the government policies is facing either court cases or prison or such control by the government.
The police were acting under a court order to replace the management of the newspaper. The daily Turkish paper has a circulation of at least 650,000 copies, more than any other newspaper. It's run by a US-based cleric, Fethullah Gulen, who was once close to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. But he's been accused of trying to overthrow the government and of leading what the Turkish authorities describe as a terror organization. In the last few months, businessmen close to Gulen have been arrested and media groups linked to him have been taken over by pro-government managers. Back on the streets, people held up a copy of the last Zaman newspaper printed before its offices were raided. It reads, "The Constitution is suspended." Caroline Malone, Al Jazeera.